Hi, it's Mac. It's McColgan here in Audio Boo. Out and about the town with a car. Just been driving and listening to Rocky, who's posted, I think, about 4 audio posts since yesterday to today. Anyway, they're fresh in my timeline, as it were. And I was listening to her talk about her inadvertently upgrading the iOS version to 9.2.1, the latest version. But unfortunately, Audio Boom has also updated the app in the process. And not only that, but done a lot of weird things. And I could just hear the frustration in Rocky's voice. I could imagine her calling out in the night, screaming like a banshee to the moon. But the thing is, I was driving when I was listening to this, and I thought, shit, because something happened, is happening this morning with the Audio Boom app. So as I was driving, I'm thinking, I'll bet you that's what's happened to me. I'll bet you it's done that to me, the bugger. Because I did update, I held off till last night. I updated my iPad Air first to make sure everything went through okay. And then shortly after that, I updated the iPhone 6, my iPhone 6, and everything went through okay. But, of course, I wasn't listening to Audio Boos, and I wasn't doing anything on the phone after that. In the evenings, I do virtually everything through my iPad, which sits in my lap. But anyway, no matter. So as I was driving, I'm thinking, oh my God, Rocky, you're not alone. I've been caught with this as well, the bugger. Because what was happening was, and is happening, is you know how you go into follows and then you go from there to posts, or it takes you to your follows, the channels, and then you go to posts which are posted, and then you can select them all or select the ones you want to listen to, maybe just a few you want to listen in batches. What's happening is, when I selected several this morning to listen to, and then you leave there and you go to downloads, so that, you know, you're doing this over Wi-Fi, it saves your data, your cellular data usage, but it's also really handy to do it anyway. And so I went to then to my downloads, and I scrolled to the bottom because I still had quite a number to play that I had downloaded previously. I scrolled to the bottom, and what happened was it bloody wiped them all out. Not them all, but up to the last few that I hadn't listened to. But everything that, I think I tapped on about 14 or 15 audio posts this morning. And all of those, just, you could see them disappear one by one in rapid succession, all wiped out. So I thought, okay, I'll go back in and I'll do it again. Follows, posts, yeah, tick the wee box, download. They start to download, you go to downloads. And as I scroll down, as soon as I start to scroll, you know, you're swiping your finger up the way to get to the bottom or near the bottom. And then, bang, this is the exact same thing happened again. So I thought, sod it. So I needed to come out. So I just decided I'll just stream them. So tapping on the stream and listening to Rocky, as I said, I was driving about one stream after another. But unfortunately, it didn't play their second one, but it allowed me to play the third one. Which is the one I've just finished listening to. I don't know what's going on. It's bloody crazy. So I pulled up here at the side of the road to check to see if iOS 9.2.1 had in fact updated the Audio Boom app, but it hasn't. It's still there, and I don't have any additional apps on my phone. Or any of the ones, you know how you delete them, but you can still download them again because you've already paid for them or got them free anyway. There's no additional. So I haven't got what Rocky's got, but from this morning, or let's say from updating last night to 9.2.1, there's something mad going on with the Audio Boom app. I have no idea what it is. I'm just wondering if anyone else is experiencing this. Now, what I'm going to do when I go home or get home is I'm going to, can I do this? Is this dangerous territory? If I remove the app completely from the phone and then go get it again. Now, Rocky's got me sweating now because If I go back home and delete the app completely for the phone and then go straight into my apps, online apps, and bring the audio view app back into the phone, is it going to bring me the version that's there just now? Or is it going to say, hey, well, I've got him now. He's getting it whether he likes it or not, the new version of the app. And I don't want it. I have it on my iPad Air, and I haven't really played about with it because, well, I just really haven't played about with it. So I really can't comment on how good or bad the new app is, but I've heard some favourable reports about it. But now I'm really worried. And I know that through time, it's going to happen. I know it's going to happen, but I like the way the app was at the moment, without all the downloads being wiped out. Yeah, we'll be forced into it. So, Rocky, you have me sweating now about this. So anyway, sorry about that, Rocky. Sorry you got cut out, but there you go. it happened to my iPad Air because that does refresh all the apps automatically. I've always left it that way, but never on my phone. It's always been manual. Why? I have no idea why I run the two devices differently that way. I have no idea. But there you go. It just happens. Okay, thanks for listening. Bye for now. Let me know if anyone else has had that same issue with the downloads just being totally deleted again. Bye for now.